She was charged with such power and grace that it took him by surprise. As part of his research, he had studied hundreds of photographs of her, read reams of script, and watched hours of video footage. The earlier images of her were on the center court of Wimbledon, being beaten in a hard-fought quarter-final match by Navratilova, or 3 years later, accepting the trophy for the women's singles at the Australian Open in Sydney. Then, a year later, came her marriage to Henry Bannock, the head of Bannock Oil, a flamboyant billionaire tycoon 31 years her senior. After that came images of her and her husband chatting and laughing with heads of state or with film stars and other show business personalities, shooting pheasant at Sandringham as the guests of Her Majesty and Prince Philip, or holidaying in the Caribbean on their yacht, the Amorous Dolphin. Then there were clips of her sitting beside her husband on the podium at the annual general meeting of the company, other clips of her fencing skillfully with Larry King on his talk show. Much later, she was wearing widow's weeds and holding the hand of her lovely young daughter as they watched Henry Bannock's sarcophagus being installed in the mausoleum on his ranch in the Colorado Mountains. After that, her battle with the shareholders and banks and her particularly venomous stepson was gleefully chronicled by business media.